Global data breach, Nokia data sold. Schneider Electric breach, cybersecurity news, November 4, 2024. The article covers several significant cybersecurity incidents, highlighting emerging risks and technological advancements in the field. Global data heist. A 26-year-old hacker, Alexander Muka, was arrested for stealing sensitive data from over 160 countries using Snowflake's cloud service. By exploiting weak security measures like simple usernames and passwords, Muka accessed personal data, including phone records of 110 million people, affecting large companies such as AT&T. The hackers group, UNC5537, exploited common tools for large-scale damage. Third-party risks. A hacker named Intel Broker allegedly breached Nokia's data, claiming it was compromised by a third-party contractor. Despite not receiving an official statement from Nokia, the breach raises concerns about the security management of third-party partnerships and the vulnerability of organizations relying on external collaborators. Ransomware attack on Schneider Electric. The Hellcat ransomware group demanded a ransom of $125,000 in Monero after compromising Schneider Electric systems and stealing 40 GB of data. While this ransom demand may be a publicity stunt, it underscores the growing risk of ransomware attacks and the need for robust cybersecurity measures. AI in vulnerability detection. Google's AI-driven tool, Big Sleep, discovered a stack-based overflow vulnerability in SQLite's database engine. This breakthrough demonstrates the potential of AI to identify vulnerabilities and enhance software security proactively, leading to rapid patches and improvements in cybersecurity. Okta username vulnerability. Okta addressed a security flaw that allowed long usernames, over 52 characters, to bypass its authentication system. This vulnerability, discovered in a July 2024 update, was patched in October 2024. The incident highlights the importance of using multi-factor authentication, MFA, and secure username practices to protect systems from exploitation. The article emphasizes the critical need for strong security protocols, proactive vulnerability management, and careful oversight of third-party relationships in the cybersecurity landscape.